So, the past couple of days, I've been thinking about someone really special. Someone who keeps lighting a fire under my ass. Someone who makes me want to play with myself in all new ways. Someone who would actually make me do some wild shit. I had this revelation some days ago where I realized the thought of getting tied down isn't the most exciting part. It's the situation leading up to the being tied down, like being kidnapped or forced into a bedroom by someone you trust and who's trying to make you play with them nicely. And that's where the betrayal sets in, where you get cheated and forced into whatever they're thinking about doing to you. Oh, fuck. That would be the most exciting thing to happen to me right now. To be used and abused. I went to the gym the other day and I got a good scare because I was all alone, or I thought I was, and then all of a sudden this fucking guy was standing there and he was looking at some weights or whatever, but oh my god, he scared me so much. I had to go to the bathroom and touch myself just for a second to make sure, yeah, that shit did it for me. I got really fucking excited. And yesterday I went on a run. I ran through this. I ran through this cemetery where there's no light, and I was already deep in my own thoughts, thinking about getting bent over and fucked. And I saw someone, or I thought I saw someone, and I kept running after standing for 20 seconds looking after what I thought I saw. But instead of just huffing and puffing, trying to, oh fuck, catch my breath, I ran while moaning and laughing like a fucking bad girl getting used and filled out and filled with cum and cocks all around. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh my god. And I haven't allowed myself to have an orgasm in so long because I like the waiting. Oh fuck, but I just want to be fooled by someone who shouldn't be fucking me. Like a surprise visitor in the night, or maybe a teacher on my campus between classes. Oh, fuck. Or maybe just a lonely daddy walking around who sees my standing there in the darkness, concentrating on boring ass emails, thinking about despicable things. Oh fuck. But I just really want to come. Oh my god. And that's why I think you're listening to this, because I think you want to be the one making me come. Fucking my tight little pussy. It's all stubby wet. It tastes so good. Or my tight virgin asshole. The only thing I've had up there is a small beginner butt plug. So if you took me, it would be something new, you know? Oh my god. Oh, I'm getting close, but I should stop. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. I'm going to sit here and count down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ah, that helped. Fuck, I just need a good fucking... It doesn't even have to be with a big cock, it just has to be good. I don't fucking care if you use your fingers to fill me out, it just has to be good. Fucking fill me, choke me, slap my ass until it's red and burning and fucking covered in your hands. Or the handprint, print of your hands. And... I just really want to be used and put in my place because I'm a bad girl. But I can be good if you want it to be. I can be so good if you want me to be. Fuck. I should stop again. I should stop. Ah, fuck. I stopped. See, I can be a good girl. Oh my god. You could even... I don't even fucking care if you're a guy. I would bang a tree by now. Like, oh my god, some hot girl coming, putting her soft hands on me, letting me eat her pussy out. Oh, that would be the that would be the dream. Or a older daddy coming to teach me how to fuck good. Or someone young, a lot of stamina, who can go and go and go and fuck me all night until my pussy is so sore that I can barely sit the next day. fuck. I should stop. I should stop being so bad right now. I don't deserve having an orgasm, do I? I don't think so. So I'll put on my panties again, walk outside, talk to people, be a fucking mess, and think about getting fucked so badly I'll scream your name and put my fingers in your shoulders and beg for you to continue while still begging for you to stop. It's a paradox. It doesn't matter. I just want to praise you and be a good girl.